countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
The counties of Laois, Offaly and Kildare are back in lockdown. What is the impact in each of these counties? We're going to the phones now to find out. I'm heading to Kildare first. I have Brian Flanagan of the landmark Silk and Thomas Bar and Restaurant in Kildare Town and Loch 13 in Salins. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Marty.
How is this going to impact on your business? You must have had everything ready to go for a busy weekend in August.
Yeah, so this is the second time we've had to scramble to ensure stock stays fresh. Staff-wise, we were rostered up, and now, and with a couple of hours' notice, we've been shut down again. So it's very difficult I suppose we have a bit of experience in this now, but that's still no comfort in what's ahead of us.
And in terms of obviously having stock in, this is a problem being told just a few hours before you had to shut down. What are you going to do with that?
Yeah, listen, we have a good relationship with the majority of our suppliers. I was on the phone from probably just prior to the announcement because it was kind of quite obvious what was going to happen. So we got to cancel any deliveries coming in today. But we have a high level of stock. We can imagine with food, the numbers of items and the scale of it that has to be in and stored in advance of service. So we'll manage it. We've thankfully large freezer space and we'll be able to freeze some of it down. We've some suppliers will take stock back. I'm not so worried about our drink stock because they'd have a long shelf life, but on the food end of things, it is a big disruption to us.
When you heard the news, describe your feelings.
Initially, it was shock because obviously, as a business, we've been operating for the last 5 weeks and everything has been going very well. And, you know, even our customers' reaction to how we're operating has been very positive. One of our worries was our staff initially, but they've been fantastic the way they've adapted to our new procedures. So as we saw it, everything was going quite well. Obviously, we watched the news like everybody else does, and we could see the cases rising. Then I suppose I turned to, okay, we need to manage the next 2 weeks because we've done this previously, obviously. But towards the end of yesterday, probably a bit of anger kicked in on me. When I see where the cases are coming from, as in the root cause of our issue here at the moment for all counties involved in this, you have to question how do we allow this to happen. These were areas that were identified quite early, and obviously action plans and testing were put in place. But to me, the government and the HSE seem to have taken their foot off the pedal on it, and we've allowed this to escalate to a point where we've had to shut down three counties. And yeah, a bit of anger there towards the end of it.
Now, all over the world, workers in food processors and meat plants have been shown to be particularly vulnerable to infection from this coronavirus. What would you like to see done to protect them?
Well, I think what we've done in our own business is we've looked at how we our staff work. Some of our staff work in close quarters, particularly in our kitchens, and we've put in place procedures to prevent that from happening over a long period. We've given them, obviously, the PPE that is required for them, hand sanitization and so forth. Obviously, these types of businesses, they work in close quarters for a much more prolonged period than probably any other industry out there. But the other problem, I think, with these industries, if you look at the nature of where majority of employees live, that's a problem as well. And that has been identified in the past. But as I say, where my frustration comes into it now is they haven't really addressed it. And I think that has to happen straight away. I think I do have sympathy for these employers and for their staff, but it's the effect it's having probably, as we see now, on the wider community. So really it's a case of much, much more intense testing. I've seen some commentators talk about inspection levels that they've kind of withered away over time, and we just can't become complacent anymore. And I think a level of complacency possibly kicked in where that can't happen going forward.
I mean, in terms of, you know, you go down the coastal counties and tourism is big. Kildare has its own characteristics and uniqueness. But are you concerned about the long-term impact, for instance, of this second lockdown in Kildare?
Absolutely. I think we all can stigmatise certain areas or people or whatever for something that may have happened in the past or in the present. Kildare, as a gateway to Dublin, but also a gateway to the rest of the country, has thankfully over the last number of years really taken a focus on tourism and has done particularly well from it. We have many, many attractions that attract people in, not necessarily to stay for a week, but certainly to stay for 2 or 3 days as part of their journey throughout the island of Ireland. So the reputational damage that something like this may do is one of my biggest worries. If we get through the next 2 weeks, which I think we can and we will, it's the months after that that I worry about as to how people's perception of Kildare, Laois and Offaly will be affected in the long term. So whether it's making decisions as to where they staycation, as to where they visit, I would hate to think that what's happening now in these counties will form people's decisions in the future as to what to do, as to whether to visit them or not. So I think certainly on the tourism end of things, there'll have to be a major funds put in place to promote these counties as safe environments, and they are safe. Mm-hmm. I think we've identified where the problem is. I think now we need to fix those problems and continue on as we've been doing. My contacts with people within the tourism industry in particular, within the county, is very positive. Things have been going very well. Their operations mm-hmm. are well set up to allow for social distancing and to provide an enjoyable experience for everyone that attends or goes to these places. And this is a hammer blow to those, a real hammer blow. And hopefully, as I say, the reputational damage that this may cause is mitigated as much as possible.
Brian Flanagan of the landmark Silk and Thomas Bar and Restaurant in Kildare. Stay on the line. We're going from Kildare to Offaly to Cara Kearns, where Cara is the owner of a menswear and ladies fashion shop in Tullamore. Good morning, Cara.
Good morning, Marty.
When did you hear the news?
Yesterday evening, caught it on the Plus One now. Obviously, there was a feeling. There was a nervous feeling around there. We were all on our shop floors yesterday, and from customers coming into the store, they were watching the phones, they were looking for the updates. But for myself to get all the information personally, it was on the Plus One at 7 o'clock last night on RTE.
So. What is the mood like in the fateful county?
Look, I think people, obviously, can I just say we're one of the lucky ones in retail. We haven't been closed down at the moment. But I do think there's an overwhelming feeling of disappointment, frustration. People are disheartened. And I do feel for the businesses in all three counties, like through no fault of their own, they have just been told from midnight last night, you're now back to square one and you're into lockdown. But I do think that unfortunately has a domino effect for the rest of the businesses, because these businesses, the restaurant bars, the cafes, the gyms, these are the heart of the towns and the villages, and it's just been shut down now. So it is very disheartening.
Now, your business is open, but shopping for clothes only happens when we're feeling relaxed and maybe planning a night out and wanting something new to wear. But
exactly.
At the moment, I'm sure nobody will be either relaxed or obviously going out in Tullamore.
Yeah, I think definitely we've two sides of it. We've the men's and the women's. Obviously, the women like to shop. They like to stick their head in the door 2 or 3 times a week because they feel better by getting something. But on the men's side of it, not only you've all these occasions gone, but a lad really wants to go and buy a shirt if he's going out for dinner or he's going somewhere. Mm. But now, unfortunately, that sit-down dinner is gone. So it is. And I think on the other side of it, it has this fear factor is after creeping back in again. So people are nervous, and you have people that would have come out that are now just going to go back indoors.
And just finally, Cara, I know this should have been Offaly's busiest summer weekend with the Tullamore show, but which was cancelled in the spring, and that's a dreadful loss as well. Now that the county is back in lockdown, I asked the same question to Brian. Are you concerned about long-term effects?
Yeah, well, I think first of all, we are coming to the end of our staycation or our holiday season here. But I do think now, like Brian said there, just reiterating that, you don't want to, you've three counties now that are literally red marked on the map. Mm. and you would hate, and they are safe counties, and like you said, we have located where these cases are, but I just think, I'd hope that it wouldn't defer anybody from coming to the three counties for a staycation, and hopefully it will only be for 2 weeks.
Well, stay on the line, Cara. I'm heading to Laois now to Sean Murphy of the Ashbrook Arms Townhouse Bed and Breakfast and Restaurant in Dura. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Marty. How are you?
Very well indeed, but more importantly, how are you and how are the people of Dura, who I know quite well?
People of Dura, yes. I remember you were down here a couple of months ago. The people of Dura, Marty, are absolutely devastated, and as we are here in the Ashbrook Arms as well. It's been a real hammer blow. We were just kind of getting back on our feet, and we've been open for the past 4 to 5 weeks or whatever since we came back there, and things have been going really well. And just to hear this news with a few hours' notice has been a real hammer blow for us here in Laois.
Now, obviously, you were shut down over the first lockdown, but when did you reopen, and how difficult was it to get back on your feet only to be received this sucker punch yesterday?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, people were brilliant. Our customers were delighted to see us back, and they kind of came back to us really quickly and supported us really well, and we were very grateful for that. You know, so it was great to be back, and now to get this blow with a kind of a cold room full of stock for the weekend, and you know, ready to go again this weekend, should we say? You know, and now to be told with a few hours' notice to kind of close down.
And I'm sure you had bookings.
Yes, absolutely. We had bookings, and we had a good weekend lined up. But now we have to try and get stuff returned, and you know, do what we can, and you know, get back product back to suppliers, and you know, freeze down what we can, and you know, hopefully, it'll only be 2 weeks.
But in a place like Dura, I mean, business is so important, and passing traffic is so important. And obviously, when you have bookings or when you've lockdown, it must be devastating for you and your family to lose out in 2 weeks in August.
Yes, absolutely. And of course, you remember this is our Scarecrow weekend.
Yes, absolutely.
And when Dura would be absolutely thronged with people. You know, so it's and of course the Scarecrow was cancelled, and nobody had any issue with that because, you know, of the current situation. But, you know, this would have been a really, really busy time, you know, August and the Scarecrow, and just, you know, just busy in general.
And very briefly, are you positive, confident that you can recover from this and start again, hopefully, please God, in 2 weeks' time?
Well, please God, and hopefully they'll leave it till 2 weeks. You know, it's going to be very difficult, but, you know, we would call on the government that they would look at the VAT situation again, and that would be a huge help to us, that there would be a reduction back to somewhere near where we were before at 9%, but even to go lower. I mean, I think in Northern Ireland, it's 5% VAT on restaurants in Northern Ireland, and that would be a huge positive help for us in the restaurant industry and the pub industry as well.
Well, you can pass on my love to everybody in Dura, and indeed
to
Brian and Cara. Thank you all for joining us, and love to people in Kildare and indeed Offaly and Laois. This lockdown is, of course, a big shock for people living in the three counties of Laois, Offaly and Kildare. It's also a shock for the rest of us. A reminder, if we needed it, that the coronavirus is still in Ireland and capable of infecting us, damaging our health and disrupting our lives.